My name is Shreya.
And my name is Amaya, and this is our second podcast for the COVID-19 Archive Project for History of Global Pandemics. The date and time is December 5th, 2021, and the time is 11:41 a.m. Shreya, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes.
All right. So, Shreya, how has COVID-19 impacted your college experience so far?
My college experience was impacted by COVID-19 in a few ways. I think I definitely attended fewer events and did fewer activities with large numbers of people in an attempt to social distance myself as much as possible. However, in comparison to when I lived in India, I was able to meet up with friends and go out frequently. Since India had a high number of cases and not many people vaccinated due to vaccinations available there, I wasn't able to go out at all to be safe.
All right. And in this class, has it been helpful learning about other pandemics?
Learning about other pandemics has definitely been helpful to understand the pandemic. We were able to learn from past trends and ways of handling it. We learned how other pandemics control the spread of disease, from which we can learn ourselves. Although we can learn from them, this pandemic is definitely different from others, and we can't understand some things solely using the information we have from past pandemics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how does this pandemic compare to other pandemics in the past, and do you think that humans have learned from their prior experiences with pandemics?
I think humans have learned from their prior experience with pandemics to a certain extent. I think learning about other pandemics showed that in the past people were quick to blame and find fault in particular countries. Similarly, this had happened during this pandemic, and we can see that people didn't quite learn from the past. Mm-hmm. Rather than working together with other countries to find an ideal course of action, people tried to find someone to blame. Moreover, coming from India, I have seen how India and its people struggled over time because of the relaxed mask mandates and other COVID-19 measures. The country should have reacted quicker and began placing mask mandates and encouraged social distancing from the start so that it wouldn't have gotten so bad towards the end of the pandemic.
All right, thank you, Shreya, for sharing.
Thank you. The date and time is December 5th, 2021 at 11:43 a.m. Amaya, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so how has COVID-19 impacted your college experience so far?
So, coming from Singapore, the COVID-19 restrictions aren't as strict as they would be back home. So, it's definitely stricter back at home. And I think, obviously, it's a loss that we haven't had, a normal college experience because, we definitely do have, stricter measures than looking at college as a whole from the past. And in that way, it's, kind of sad that we haven't had, the full college experience. But at the same time, we're so lucky that we at least get to be in person. I feel like that's the biggest thing about college, at least, because I know in comparison to last year where everyone was online, at least we get to be in person here, which is good. And, honestly, I'm okay with the restrictions because, like I said, at home it was strict. So at home we had mandatory mask wearing everywhere, and our location would be traced to make sure that if we were ever in contact with someone who had the disease, then we would be notified and possibly quarantined. And another thing at home was that we were restricted in hanging out with a certain number of people in a day, and so at one point it was only two people, so only me and another person could hang out in the public. And over here I don't even think twice if I'm in a group of three people. It's not a big deal at all. At something as simple as just three people, which is actually crazy because at home, if I was in a group of three people in the public, we'd get caught and then there would be consequences. So in that way, the restrictions are much more relaxed here for me. And so that's why I'm okay with restrictions on campus, mask wearing and wearing a mask in other places. And we have a hotel room policy of no more than four people, which I'm okay with because I'm so used to doing that at home.
How has it been helpful learning about other pandemics?
So I think that this class has been very helpful because learning about other pandemics provides a basis of comparison for how humans have handled other pandemics in the past. And obviously we're learning from the ways that humans have reacted in the past to react now. I remember in class learning about cordon sanitaire, which is a method of quarantining kind of a country from the public. And so in that way it was so interesting to learn about that comparison, and then versus like Singapore's kind of quarantine measures of traveling to the country and then quarantining for 2 or 3 weeks. So in that way, it's been very interesting to see that, oh yeah, there are similarities like this in the past. Like, even though we have an advance in technology today, so, you know, we can like learn more about like a disease and stuff like that, it's just interesting that some methods have not changed and they've stayed the same. But in that same way, a lot of things have changed because we, I think, have the means to learn more about a disease and how to combat it with things like vaccines. So, yeah.
Yeah. How does this pandemic compare to other pandemics in the past? Have humans learned from their prior experience with pandemics?
So in comparison to the past, COVID-19, I think, wasn't really handled properly due to the delay in response, because I think the World Health Organization announced the global pandemic a bit later. While China and many other countries in Asia, Singapore included, were combating this outbreak earlier in 2020, it did start to spread to other countries. And I remember there was like an outbreak in Italy, and then there were some cases in the US. But even with this knowledge, I don't know, the World Health Organization did not see the need to announce it as an emergency, even though it was spreading not only from country to country, but literally from continent to continent. So in that way, like, if they had announced it earlier, maybe they could have like started limiting travel, making masks like mandatory, and quarantining. So based on this learning, I think it's important in the future, if there's some sort of outbreak in another country, neighboring countries should definitely like take a look and make sure that they're okay and there's no like spreading of disease or anything. And then like organizations should make sure to look into the situation and make sure that, you know, they respond quicker, because right now we're still like, I know COVID-19 might like is decreasing in a way in the world, like the world's getting back to normal, but variants are starting to develop, and we just heard about like the Omicron variant. So in that way, like, it's very important to stay alert and make sure that as humans, we're looking into that and making sure that we can at least mitigate a disease in the future.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.